Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's Abe Gordon in for Dukes and Bell here on Juneteenth. But reminder, Dukes and Bell out on the road tomorrow. Twin Peaks. Buckhead, start your Friday a little early for that special broadcast, 2 to 6, as they get you ready for another big sports weekend. Great food, drinks, scenic views, everything you get, as usual, at Twin Peaks in Buckhead. NBA Finals, Game 6 tonight. Can the Oklahoma City Thunder win a title? They're going to have to do so on the road in Indiana. But there are some questions about the Pacers that we need to get answered. And to do so, we turn to the WadeFord.com hotline, Atlanta's Ford dealer, and we turn to Justin Fensterman, Fantasy Guru's lead NBA analyst and SiriusXM Fantasy host, a good friend of mine. Fensty, how you doing, man?
Hey, great being with you, man. Thank you so much for having me.
I think the first question, and we'll get into what happens if he plays, but if he does not play, speaking about Tyrese Haliburton, can the Pacers win this game tonight without him?
Yes. Yes, they can. And Abe, there are two things that I can think of that there are only two ways that the Pacers can win this game and extend this series. Number one, they shoot 55% from the field. And that's thinking that OKC is not matching them, but they're shooting themselves 47% from the field. If Indiana can then shoot 55, which I think is possible. They're a great shooting team. Then they will be able to extend this series, and they don't need Haliburton to do so. The only other solution, Abe, is that with Tyrese Haliburton banged up, they would need to sign you. Then I'd give them a good fighting chance.
I play the same sort of pesky defense that Alex Caruso does, and so I'd be ready to get down. Probably a size problem, though. If Haliburton does play, what do they need? What do the Pacers need from him? If he's limited, I don't know if we're getting a 30-point effort. Is it more about keeping this team in the offense, running an offense, and also limiting the turnovers? They had 10 more turnovers than the Thunder did last game.
No, absolutely, Abe, and that's a good thing and the beauty of Tyrese Haliburton and why I'm saying that this series is not necessarily over, because Tyrese Haliburton doesn't need to score 25, 30 points in order for the Pacers to win. They just need him out there to draw in the extra defender so he can't have a free lane, and he just needs to do what he's done such a good job of throughout the season and the postseason for the most part, and that's setting up his teammates for high percentage shots. And when Tyrese Haliburton is out there, and I'm the Thunder, because I'm thinking that he's going to end up playing, Abe, and thinking that way, even if he's not 100%, the Thunder have to act like he is 100%, and so you have to have the extra guy on him. You can't doubt Tyrese Haliburton. He always plays banged up. So that's why him being out there is just so crucial, not really as much for the scoring, but setting up his teammates and drawing in that extra defender So maybe someone can cut to the basket. So maybe Mathurin off the bench has an easier track to the basket to be able to break the Thunder's interior defense a little bit. So him being out there, for me, not focused as much on the scoring, more that he's out there, he's for sure getting the extra defender.
And then final question about Halliburton here, and it's Justin Fensterman, Fantasy Guru's lead NBA analyst. I think if he's going to play, he needs to be better than he was in Game 5. I think he wants to play. I think he's going to try to play. If he's not better than he was in Game 5, do you trust Rick Carlisle to take the tough decision, the tough stance, and pull him? Because I don't think he should have played in the second half in Game 5. He didn't do anything for the team. There were guys who were on the bench that were doing something for the team, specifically TJ McConnell. Do you trust Rick Carlisle to make the tough call if need be?
I do trust him in this case, and I question some of what Rick Carlisle has done, especially when the Pacers have been on the losing end of things. Like in Game 2, they're down by less than 20, and Carlisle is pulling the starters with 5 minutes to go, and I was jumping out of my seat because I just couldn't believe it, because they were settling with the split in OKC when, imagine being able to go up 2-0 going back to Indy, and this team has been so resilient, they don't go away, so that shocked me. Then he did it again in Game 4, all of a sudden pulling starters out, or Lasky with a couple of minutes to go, Game 5. And to me, that was also shocking. This time around, though, I think that he would make the decision because TJ McConnell has been so good against the Thunder, not only in the playoffs, but the regular season. And here's the other thing. I think Tyrese Halliburton is so unselfish that if he's ruining the team's rhythm, he himself would go to Carlisle and say, take me out. He's that unselfish.
Yeah, I just don't believe that because I think we would have seen that in the second half last game, and we didn't. So I'm not sold on that, but that's neither here nor there. I know you mentioned
He stopped shooting, Abe, right? Didn't he stop shooting, though?
He only took one shot in the second half.
Right, exactly. So that's the big thing right there. Instead of forcing things up, still trying to set up his teammates and just him being out there, that's why I was expressing the importance before, and that's why if he's not flowing right, he's going to go to Carlisle himself and get himself taken out of the game.
I know we mentioned that this series is not over yet. I actually do think the series is over. I don't know if it ends tonight. I agree with you. I do think Indy can win tonight with or without Tyrese Halliburton, but I don't think they're going to beat OKC twice in a row. I think if it does come down to a Game 7, the Thunder do get the win at home. I'd be pretty surprised at this point if they lost Game 7 at home, if there even is one. But I look at OKC. I look at the youth. I look at some of the contracts that they're still holding on to. I know they got a couple of Supermax and Max deals coming on the way for SGA and for Jalen Williams. But this is a team that is so young. It is well coached. They do have a lot of draft capital if they need to rebuild or replace a significant starter or role player. It feels to me, Fensty, like this could be the start of a dynasty, a team that wins 3 or 4 titles in the next 7-8 years.
Yeah, I don't think that's out of the question at all. And you mentioned it's a great combination of youth and veteranship on it that's really not that old themselves. And they are very well built right here. And I know that when you have looking at the Pacers, this Cinderella story, which to me, I mean, they've always been one of the most threatening offenses, the Pacers. So going into this series here, the Thunder were just the better team. And the Thunder last year, them winning the Western Conference on the final day, because it could have been 3 different teams that final day that could have been the one seed. This year, they were the certified one seed for a reason. Depth, youth, amazing defense. And for a teammate that plays as quick as they do, to be able to play as great of defense, being the best defensive team in the NBA, considering how fast they play that real up-tempo style, pickup style, and they're still able to get back, that's what makes them so dangerous and impressive. And while we're so used to seeing Indiana fight off deficits, what we saw a couple of games ago where OKC did so too, I wasn't surprised, because they are that team. They are that good. They've got an endless amount of pieces. And if I'm this team, I don't really tinker with it at all. And I try to run it back with this squad as much as possible. So I'm with you, whether it's tonight, whether it's Sunday, the Thunder are taking this.
Justin Fensterman, SiriusXM Fantasy host and lead NBA analyst for Fantasy Guru, joining us on the WadeFord.com hotline. It's Abe Gordon, the Abe TL Show, hanging out with you till 6 o'clock as Dukes and Bell have the day off. They'll be back tomorrow. Enough about the NBA Finals. There's a couple of other interesting stories going on here. Look, I know you're a Knicks fan, Fensty. What is going on up there? Was it a mistake? Did they have a plan that fell through? Because the scramble mode they're now in can't be what the ideal setup was when the Knicks moved on from Thibodeau.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not at all. It's terrible. And look, with how Thibodeau handled his starters, that's one thing. But to me, this management group was ready to move forward with Thibodeau, and then all of a sudden, Dolan came down and started meddling again, which he had done a great job since this Leon Rose management group has come in of staying out. That was almost a real condition. They might as well have put it into the contract that he does not meddle. And all of a sudden, Jim Dolan gets back involved just like that. It just doesn't make any sense. And considering how successful Tibbs was, and now when you look at the market, the Knicks, I mean, asking for permission, getting denied, and now having to go with a completely different coach where we're starting to now question whether or not the Knicks are going to have the same kind of team that they did go last season, if whether or not they're going to try to trade Towns in the ridiculous contract. In regards to the coach, I don't think they have a backup plan. I don't think they know what they're doing. To me, when they made this firing, immediately I thought they want Mike Malone, who I thought was unceremoniously and unfairly fired. Same with Taylor Jenkins, was both very shocking moves, being where it was that close to the end of the season before the playoffs. So I was shocked with the Tibbs hiring. I didn't agree with it at all. I thought he did a great job of helping turn the franchise around. But I was thinking it was so they could get Mike Malone, which I would have been fine with because he would have figured out how to use the bench more, which the Knicks clearly needed. But now that they're in the scramble mode like you're talking about, they don't know what the hell they're doing.
Yeah, to me, it's kind of crazy because I'm with you. Like, if you had a plan and you moved on from Tibbs and everything was in line, I understand it. But it's very clearly, if they had a plan, it has fallen through, and now it's all over the place. We also had some significant news in terms of a player being traded. Desmond Bane goes from Memphis to Orlando. Kentavious Caldwell-Pope and Cole Anthony, a couple draft picks and all this stuff. What does it mean for each team? And I'll take a look at Orlando. I think they are the next guy up. I think Boston, obviously with the injury to Tatum, can be had. I don't necessarily buy the Knicks. I think we learned the Cavs may not be built for it. And the Pacers are there, but I'm just not sold on them necessarily. I think Paolo Banchero steps into the NBA as one of the 10 best players in the league next year. I think if you get Suggs healthy again, adding Bane to that and Wagner as well, I think the Magic are real contenders in the East.
Oh, absolutely. They were contenders 2 years ago where they came up out of nowhere to get what the fourth seed. I mean, it was amazing seeing what they could do 2 years ago. Last year, you can't hold it against the team. They got completely bitten by the injury bug and they could not recover until the very tail end of the season, where you started to see them get healthy and see what kind of damage that defense can do. Them getting Desmond Bane, it's amazing. Abe, I think too many times people get caught up with the amount of draft picks that are traded. Well, the reason you stockpile draft picks is so you can make a trade and send a few of them off to get someone like a Desmond Bane, a strong combo guard, who I was shocked, so shocked, that Memphis just gave up on. I loved the Ja Morant-Bane combination because Ja Morant isn't the healthiest player, and if he's out, Desmond Bane can just pick up right where he left off. He runs the point very effectively, and that's what the Magic needed, some help for a guy like Jalen Suggs, so Suggs can play a little bit more off the ball. And now you're going to be seeing both of those guys switch up who's going to be actually running the point, and it's going to confuse defenses a little bit. They're going to have to prepare for more. I love this move for Orlando. And yes, I agree with you. They're going to be up there. It's going to be hard to take them down. Is next year the year they're going to win the Eastern Conference? I don't think so. But at the same time, are they going to be a hard out for a team like, let's say, Milwaukee or a team like Boston? Absolutely. It was an amazing get, and I had no idea. And this goes back to the Jenkins firing for Memphis. No idea what Memphis was doing. Yeah, they got back a pretty decent haul. They got back their picks. But Desmond Bane is worth it, and I was shocked that they gave up on him.
And, Justin, I only got 30 seconds left, but the other side of this is Memphis. What are they doing? They got Ja Morant, Jaren Jackson Jr. Are those guys safe to stay in Memphis? Could they be moved as well? What exactly is Memphis looking at now?
I'm starting to feel like they're going to be slightly blowing it up. I don't think they get rid of Ja Morant. I think Jaren Jackson Jr., they're going to see what they can get from him. But Jaren Jackson Jr. has had health issues and has trouble at times getting in the lane. That three's not on. He's useless on offense, but we've seen him be a very fine scorer.
Fensty, Justin Fensterman, SiriusXM Fantasy, and lead NBA analyst for Fantasy Guru. Appreciate you joining us, chatting a little NBA here on the ATL show. Thanks so much, bud.
Thanks so much, Abe.
There you go, Justin Fensterman. Again, really looking forward to the NBA Finals Game 6 tonight. We'll talk some more about Game 6, in the 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock hour, because we got a full 3 o'clock hour. Want to talk some college football. I got Garrett Chapman here an hour with me. Eric Slaughter will slide into the chair at 4. So with my man G Chap, co-host on College Football Game Time, we're going to talk a little bit of college football next. At the end of the hour, we're going to head out to Omaha, chat College World Series with Mike Farron. A little bit of NFL news and notes in the middle. A lot still to come. Hour number 2 on the way. The Abe TL Show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down. we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.